Your prospects and clients can't read your mind, you know. If there's an action you want them to take, tell them. Wishing and hoping, not a good plan. Every good marketer will tell you that almost every message you deliver to your prospects and clients is not complete without a call to action, a CTA. Let's say you get introduced to a new prospect and your first contact with this prospect is an email. You thank the introducer and you provide your value positioning statement. Then what? Do you write, "I hope to hear from you"? That's not a strong CTA. Instead, you can say something like, "Let's set up a call to see if it makes sense for us to get together, per Rob's suggestion. Here is my scheduling link to set up a short 10 to 15 minute call." Now that's a decent call to action. Not all CTAs are created equal. Some can be perceived as pushy, others can be way too soft to create any action, and while others are just right. I want you to give thought to your CTAs. Present the right request for action at the right time. So here are four places where you always want to use a CTA, or at least consider. Your emails. Okay, not every email you send to prospects and clients should have a CTA. It depends on the purpose of the email. Just the ones designed to motivate the recipient to take some sort of action, no matter how large or small. It could be, "Please open the attachment for a full explanation of our process. I'll be following up soon to see what questions come up for you." Now your website, just about every page and every major message on your website should contain a CTA. It could be a link, it could be a graphic button. After they read your masterpiece of website text, what would you like the visitor to do? Schedule a call? Well, then tell them that. "Get your roadmap to financial peace of mind started today. Click this link to schedule a call." On your website, as well as your emails, don't bury your CTAs. Either use a graphic button or provide a clear link that stands out from the other text. And you usually want to provide more than one link. You can put your CTA at the right spot in your email message and then place another one after you sign off the email. Make your CTAs clear and have them stand out. How about social media? Are you slowly but surely posting more content on social media channels? I hope so. If so, what CTAs are you using? Every time you post some content designed to educate the reader, ask yourself, "What do I want them to do as a result of reading this post?" That's probably your call to action. How about meeting with prospects? When you're concluding a meeting with a prospect, someone you feel strongly you can help, do you tell them that? Do you recommend the next step? This is probably one of the most important calls to action you can initiate, yet so many people miss this opportunity. When you meet with a prospect for whom you think you can address their concerns and/or maximize their opportunities, tell them so. Tell them why you believe you're a good match for them. Be as specific as you can. Then end with a call to action such as, "Shall we get this started?" Now, learn more is not a very strong CTA, yet you see that everywhere. Click here to learn more. Now, if that's all you can think of, make sure you add a benefit to that CTA. Click here to learn more about how a financial roadmap will bring you the confidence and peace of mind you desire. Or to learn more and to get your personalized roadmap started, click here. What CTAs are you using? What do you like to ask or tell people as you communicate with them? I want to hear from you, really. Let's start a conversation and share the wealth of ideas. Please leave a comment or question below. Thanks for listening.